Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mizrachas Bechayrus, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and today's Mishnah are being learned Mizrachas Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezeich to find receiving a Gagon Bikar of Mamish, and we're discussing Mumen on a Bechar. The Mishnah says Rebbe Chanina and Tikkun Soimer. He tells us Esher Abelas Beinoi. If it has a wart in its eye, that's even on the white part of the eye, and it has to be a wart that has hair growing out of it. That's a mum. Veshenifkam Etzem Yadei Veetzem Ragloi. If the bone of the front or back leg is missing a piece, or Veshenifsak Atzmo Shepiv. If the Etzem of the mouth, meaning the jawbone, has a crack in it, or one eye is very large and one eye is very small, and it's very obvious that that's like that, or one ear is large and one ear is small, and that's b'mare, just by sight, not that it's measured. It's not that you take a measuring tape and you see, oh, this one is 1 millimeter bigger than the other one. It has to be that you look at the animal and it's clear the one ear is bigger than the other. Rabbi Yehuda tells us another mom, one of its testicles is twice as large as the other one, didn't agree to him. If the tail of a calf doesn't reach its archive, which is a joint in the leg, that's considered a mum. And why is that? Omer Chacham said, this is the way the calves grow. As they grow, the tail gets stretched out longer and longer. But when it's born already, the tail has to at least come to this joint of the leg. And if it doesn't, if it's too short, you don't say, oh, well, as the calf develops, the tail is going to grow longer. No, from the moment it's born, its tail has to be at least up until this joint. The question is, La'iza Arkav Amru, up until which joint are they referring to? So Rechani Ben Tegner Samir clarifies, La Arkav Sheb Emtza Yarech, it's regarding the joint, which is in the middle of the thigh. There's actually two joints in the thigh, a lower one and an upper one, so it's referring to the upper one. And the mission concludes, Al Elu Mumin, regarding all these Mumin that we mentioned from the beginning of the parak until now, Shechten Sabachar, a kain's allowed a Shechten Bachar like regular, it's not considered Kaddish with regular Yudushas Bachar, it doesn't have to be brought as a carbon, it's allowed to be Shechten and eaten like regular, and Upsulia Mugdashin, if it's a different type of carbon, that means that it's possible, and therefore Niftin Alayen, such an animal would be redeemed, meaning we'd basically transfer its Kedusha off of it and use that money to purchase a different animal because it's completely possible. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Yud Beis discussing certain types of Mumin that don't completely possible the Bechar, and on to Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.